Good morning. With high pressure overhead, the wind has relaxed and overnight temperatures have dropped back into the single digits and lower teens across most of interior New York and New England. Even a little bit of a wind chill still this morning, with the wind chill value closer to zero in some spots. However, the wind will ease up considerably after sunrise and we'll be able to enjoy that strong March sun throughout the day today. A nice, beautiful blue sky, which will allow temperatures to rebound back through the teens and 20s, and today we'll push it about 10 degrees milder than yesterday into the middle and upper 30s. And with less wind, it'll be more comfortable throughout the afternoon. Another clear, cold night tonight, back into the teens to around 20. That same high pressure center will keep it dry into the morning tomorrow with sunshine to start, but a disturbance from the central and southern plains will work its way toward the Great Lakes. Out ahead of the disturbance, we'll pick up an increasing southerly wind, which will produce clouds during the day. Milder air will also flow in, though, as temperatures reach into the mid-40s. Showers will become common by the time we reach the latter part of the afternoon tomorrow, particularly in the western Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and the I-88 corridor. Showers will spread east through the rest of interior New York and New England tomorrow evening. That batch of showers will move out tomorrow night, although on Thursday, another disturbance will make an approach from the south and west. This one will move closer to us and have more moisture with it, so we'll expect plenty of clouds on Thursday. A southwesterly wind will push temperatures into the lower 50s for highs, but rain will be likely through the afternoon. Behind this system, breezy and colder weather flowing in on Friday with a few rain and snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy, with highs back down into the lower 40s. A chilly pool of air over us to start the weekend and a few snow showers on Saturday in the mid-30s before we push it back up to 40 for Sunday and Monday, with another chance of snow showers on Monday afternoon. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms today across parts of northeastern Oklahoma, northwestern Arkansas, and central Missouri. Instability in the warm sector of this surface low probably will be sufficient to support organized convective development, with at least a window of opportunity for convection capable of producing severe wind gusts and hail during the late afternoon and evening. A tornado or two may also not be out of the question. Meanwhile, Tropical Cyclone Nathan continues to weaken inland across the northern coast of Australia, 88 miles east of Darwin. Maximum winds are now down to about 20 to 30 miles per hour, and Nathan is expected to dissipate later today or tonight. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Nassau in the Bahamas at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. The last report of hail was at Niigata Airport in Japan at 2:31 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 9 above zero with a north wind at 16 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 13 degrees, the dew point 2, 61% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.35 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 91 degrees at Miami, Florida, to a low of 23 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 40, Boston sunny in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 28 degrees, the low 14. The average temperature 21, that's 17 degrees below average. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 3.2 inches of snow and 73.8 inches for the season. There were 44 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 834, and 5,964 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 69, set in 1976, and the record low, 0, in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 6:52 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:12 p.m., 12 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, but more comfortable today with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, more comfortable today with highs reaching into the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and more comfortable today with highs reaching the lower to mid 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, more comfortable today with highs reaching the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90, mostly sunny, but more comfortable today with highs reaching the mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, late-day showers possible, especially in central New York, with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain likely everywhere Thursday in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder Friday with a few rain and snow showers in the lower 40s. Back to the mid-30s with a few snow showers Saturday. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Sunday, around 40, and around 40 with the chance of a rain or snow shower on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.